Okay,
if you've got the time. Frank, look, before we do finish today's session, that you just mentioned off tape that there was something you wanted to refer to about the Menzies period.
Yes, well, it's a question is often asked, where were you when John Kennedy was assassinated? And I know very well where I was. I was at Kirribilli House with Menzies on election campaign. And Tony Eagleton was with us. There was the PM and Dame Patty, Tony and myself. It was about, I think about 2:15 in the morning that Tom Ferry, who was the caretaker manager of Kirribilli House, came in and woke me up and said, Kennedy's been assassinated. Should I tell the PM? I said, no, wait a minute. Tell Tony. And tell Tony to come round to my room. But don't wake the PM. Because the PM had been on a heavy election campaign and he had a heavy program coming up tomorrow. And when Tony came in, he said, well, we'll have to put it to the PM. The press will want a statement from the PM. I said, well, no. The PM's tired, busy program. The media can wait. The media have got the story that Kennedy's assassinated. They don't need the story what Menzies thinks about it. But they'll miss the 6 o'clock bulletin. No. Let's forget the 6 o'clock bulletin. You prepare a draft for the PM to look at. When Tom normally takes the PM's cup of tea in at 6:30, the three of us will go in at 6 o'clock and we'll tell him the news and you can let him have a look at your draft and we can get his reaction then. And you can relay that to the media. They can play it in a later bulletin. So this was one of those occasions where the media, and this reflects a lot of Tony's attitude to the media in relation to Holt later on as well, that the media comes first. My attitude was my PM comes first, and I was being a bit protective of that way, but at his age, he would have been well into his late 60s at this stage, in a campaign, we never got to bed during election campaign until, it'd be 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night before you got to bed, and then you're up again at 6:30 sort of thing. It doesn't leave a lot of rest, and my idea was to protect the PM, so I pulled rank at that stage and insisted that the media be held at bay, and then Tony just was on the phone holding the media off until we got a reaction from the PM, which wasn't going to be until 6:30, and that's the way it worked.
All right, well, thank you for adding that, Frank. Thank you.